Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This gentleman, Yusuke Matsumura, he used to send out English language publications from Japan that I received in the 60s and 70s, as I recall. Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, now that, what was interesting about this group is the Cosmic Brotherhood Association was that it seemed to have a lot of money behind it. In the 60s, they created a huge UFO park, Hyopira Park. It was a UFO temple complex that they built in the 60s. Obviously, there was a lot of money behind it. I don't know how they got that. But I guess one of their ideas was to use this temple to contact UFOs. And even maybe even there's illustrations showing UFOs landing at their complex. I think that this was their intention to have something like that happen. But there was a lot of controversy because the Cosmic Brotherhood Association had this theory that there was going to be a catastrophe in the early 60s, a shift of the Earth's axis. It was going to cause a worldwide catastrophe. And they had a date for this event and expectation that it was going to happen. And, of course, it didn't, fortunately. And there was a lot of reaction, negative reaction because of that. And so that was a kind of interesting, some interesting details on that. Now, one of the cases that I discovered from this Japanese UFO book, which Watsu Uso translated word for word, the cases, some of the cases, I discovered there was, and he told me about, a 1952 mass UFO sighting over Tokyo Bay. Dozens of UFOs in formation over Tokyo Bay. And this is similar to a... my first reaction was similar to the what is the Texas of that incident? It was in the 1957 Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock Lights.
There was this similar event in Texas formation. It looked almost identical, and that was interesting. Now, he mentioned some other cases, and now it was difficult, you know, finding cases to talk about because I didn't want to repeat the ones that we always hear about Japan. Now, he did tell me, and I want to follow up on this, it sounds like an amazing contactee abductee story in Japan. He told me, and he said, "Hey, you want to interview this guy?" And I said, "Sure." He says he met this guy, an apple farmer in Japan, who claims he had contact, abductions. Now, here's the unique twist. He claims he was in a UFO, and there were other humans in this UFO. That we sometimes hear, okay? But there was two other people in this UFO with him. One he perceived to be a man who was in the military because of his haircut. And I think the other person was a woman, if I remember correctly. And the unique thing is this woman, this other person is still alive and living, I believe, in Europe. So what I want to do is follow up on this and also interview this other person for confirmation. And that's about all I know at this point. I am very skeptical of contactee stories. I'm interested in contactee stories, very interested. That's one of my biggest interests. But I treat most kind of very critically and, you know, kind of like a form of science fiction. I have looked into many, many contactee cases, and actually there's only one that easily comes to mind that's been in the public that I think maybe there's some reality, validity to it, and that's the Dorothy Isaac case, and which was in British Columbia, which is another story. But anyway, Japan, that was something that I am proud of doing. And, you know, why don't we, I think there's more information from Japan that I want to get, but it's been difficult. And I also wanted to do a Chinese, something about China. I got a book about Chinese UFOs and with a Chinese author. And I haven't been able to track down the author. I think he's passed on, unfortunately. But, yeah, I want to continue to also do interviews with Asian countries. I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah, the Chinese government makes it rather difficult to try to trade information back and forth between, you know, Western researchers and Chinese researchers.
Yeah, my understanding is they do allow some UFO information, but it has to be of a scientific nature.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want anything, like, they get squirrely, they get upset, they censor stuff, you know, some of the contacting information if it seems spiritual, because they, you know, are not looking to get any groups that could be in opposition to the government. So there's all kinds of situations like that or problems. But I did get a good book on the topic, and I would like to follow up that in the future, because, I mean, and I was actually working on a Russian and Ukrainian interviews just before the war, if you can believe that, and they've been put on hold. So I have been reaching out to countries that we don't normally hear from. Now, can I go back to the sequence here in the interviews? Were there any more Japanese questions?
No, sure, go for it.
Now, Luis Gonzalez in Spain, he told me I should interview Patricio Abuslemi Hoffman in Chile. Why? Because he had written a book about the most famous UFO case in Chile, the UFO case of Corporal Armando Valdez, as is Cabo Valdez. This was a case that happened in 1977. Eight soldiers encountered UFOs, and one vanished for 15 minutes, Valdez, and he reappeared with total amnesia. He had a full beard and an altered watch. That was the high points of this incident. Now, I interviewed Patricio, and he had written, he had done field research. He had interviewed dozens of witnesses, original witnesses on this case. He did an amazing investigation. He's a former journalist, and he currently works for the Chilean UFO organization, CEFA, which actually takes UFO reports and investigates them. But they will only take photographic cases. Now, he had written this book, which I read, and I was very impressed. Now, the basics of this case, like this, if you imagine, we're in northern Chile, the border with Peru, and it's night, it's in a desolate area, and we're in an area where there are gigantic horse stables.
We will find out how gigantic. With Peter, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Not being a horse person, Peter, what do you mean by gigantic?
Well, hundreds of horses, several hundred horses. This was a secret military horse cavalry unit to be used in the event of a war. At that time, in 1977, Chile was apprehensive because they thought maybe there would be a war with Peru and Bolivia. So they had these soldiers kind of guarding this horse stable. So imagine at night, you have these horse stables. The only sound is these soldiers singing around a campfire. It's night. There's stars in the sky. It's a very desolate area. There's no trees. It's kind of like desert almost. And then there's this object that comes down from the sky. One of the soldiers notices it and points it out. So this situation continues to evolve. And there turns out to be two objects, brilliant lights. And these lights are very close to the ground, and they get closer and closer. The soldiers get more and more nervous, and to a point of a panic. And the horses react. The horses have a very unusual reaction. These horses get one behind the other in a line. They also have a dog, which is normally aggressive, which hides. So this situation escalates. The UFOs remain at a distance, but the soldiers get more and more scared. Corporal Valdez shouts at the object, you know, to identify itself. There's no reaction. And then Valdez actually leaves the group, which are, you know, they're totally terrified. He leaves a group for some reason, and he heads in the direction of the UFO, the closest UFO, which is just, you know, almost on the ground. He disappears. The story is that he disappears for 15 minutes. They don't know where the heck he is. Where's Corporal Valdez? 15 minutes later, he reappears. He stumbles back into the camp and mumbling something incoherently, and he collapses. The soldiers notice that the previously, correctly shaven corporal now has a full beard on his face. And later, they discover that his watch, the time on his watch, is altered to 5 days in the future. So that's, now this story, you know, grew from there. It got into the newspapers in Chile, and there was a lot of attention. Valdez was sent to a military hospital and examined. So this is, Patricio, he went and interviewed the surviving witnesses. He went all over Chile. He interviewed Valdez, he interviewed other people. Now here's the thing. With the exception of Valdez, the stories of the other witnesses never changed. You know, that they saw this object, that it was a real event, they were scared. They never changed their story. Valdez has changed his story over the years. He claimed that the story of the full beard was not true, that he had a beard prior to showing up that day, which of course would be against military regulations. He claimed that he had problems with the watch, that it wasn't really altered. So he changed his story over the years. But the other people never. And this story did get a lot of attention. Other episodes that happened later, Valdez, there was a Men in Black episode where Valdez was visited when he was in the military after this event by individuals that claimed they were from another planet, and they questioned him, and they questioned him about a symbol. And Valdez had in his wallet, he had an H, not the same H that we were talking about earlier, the Homo symbol, just an H. Okay. He said he always carried that in his wallet, this H. and that they had a discussion about that. And apparently there was some significance that I didn't find discover about this H, because he had the habit, he had the H in his wallet that he carried with him. He would, like, when he was just relaxing at a dinner table or whatever, make an H with food crumbs, things like that. There was some significance, and I never discovered what that was. So this is an amazing case, I think. Now, I contacted, this is interesting, I contacted a woman, Dr. Angela Thompson-Smith, who's a specialist in remote viewing. And I thought it would be interesting to see if her students, she trains people to be remote viewers, could remote view this event. And she agreed to do it. And they were given this event as a blind target. And the results were amazing. The students described perfectly the terrain of this incident. They described the horses. And, of course, this is without knowing, not having the information. And later they did convey some information about entities that were in the object, non-human type entities. Now, there is speculation that maybe this was a military incursion because of this tension with Peru and Bolivia, that maybe there was a helicopter that came into this area and captured Valdez for 15 minutes, but there was no sound. The object appeared to be a light, but also they could see a form of a disc with red lights on either side. So there was no sound that would suggest a helicopter. Of course, there's the stealth-type helicopters. Yeah, that was interesting, the remote viewing experiment with Angela Thompson, that the students got the locations.
You know, I should tell you, Peter, that we did a remote viewing experiment with a British person, Dodge Smith, years ago. It was successful, but, and I'll answer the but in a moment, we have Peter, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. Police in Florida say that a woman shot her terminally ill husband while he was at a hospital yesterday.
Police say the victim, Jerry Gillen, already knew of the plan. His wife, Ellen, shot him once in the head before barricading herself in the room while police tried to negotiate with her. They say at no time did she make threats to police or hospital staff, but she refused to drop the weapon. Police say Ellen was very distraught by the entire situation.
She's very sad. This is obviously It's a tough situation. So her husband's terminally ill, so she was already in a depressed state just based on her husband being terminally ill and knowing that the end was near.
She was taken into custody. No one else was injured. I'm Dave Collins.
Forget about drugs. The booty now is eggs. High prices driving an increase in attempts to bring eggs into the U.S. from Mexico. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
The butt being,
Rich,
he got into a flame war in our forum. I think he was banned. And I wrote to him again not too long ago. Hey, could we talk about it? I did not get a response. So it was good and bad. It was good that the test appeared to be successful. Bad that we couldn't pursue it further.
Yeah, I'm still, you know, it's not, the results were not. Now, the most clear results were with the terrain, getting that correctly. That was surprising. The horses, the environment so well. But the other information, that there were entities of a non-human type, you know, kind of the, with the large heads. Now, Patricio had speculated that there had been another scenario, was a military incursion with a helicopter, and that the entities inside the object were actually, you know, humans wearing helmets, the large helicopter helmets. You know, that's another scenario. But my feeling is that this was an anomalous event. Why do I say that? Well, partly because of the animal reaction. Animals do not hallucinate UFOs. So they don't show fear if there's nothing there, usually. The reaction of the horses, the fact the soldiers, with the exception of Valdez, never changed their story. Now, another famous UFO researcher went to Chile after this event and met with Pinochet, the dictator of Chile, and got from him documents on this case, but he has never released them. We don't know, including medical reports. Now, Patricio did get one page of a medical report. They confirmed that he was in the hospital, military hospital at that time, after the event. but the other information has never been released. Now I'd like to talk about, if I could, UFOs in Hungary. I interviewed Laszlo Miskolczy, who's a UFO, a young UFO researcher in Hungary. Doesn't speak English, but I managed to communicate with him. And his story is very interesting. He has written a book based on Hungarian military UFO files. He is the first researcher in Hungary to gain access to those files. And his big interest also, not only military cases, but contactees in Hungary. Now, the material in Hungary seemed that there seemed to be two types that he discovered. A UFO file on a specific Hungarian UFO researcher, Komen von Kaveski.
Yes. I remember him.
Yeah, he was a famous UFO researcher, and he is interesting. His story is interesting because he actually lived in the United States. He worked for the United Nations in the photo department. But he was always creating these proposals to the UN to investigate UFOs. And he did several very advanced proposals to the UN. Unfortunately, they never went forward with any of them. But he was before, way before all the current wave of UN attempts to have an investigation at that level. Anyway, Laszlo discovered that the Hungarian state security was monitoring him closely, had many reports about him, his activities. Why? They were not interested in UFOs as an extraterrestrial possibility. They were interested in Kavetsky because they thought he was a spy for the U.S. That's why they were monitoring him. And they thought that it was just a cover. UFOs were just a cover for passing information to the U.S. on, for example, Hungarian military operations. So that was the angle on that. Now, the other files were dealing with military cases in Hungary. They've had incidents, and maybe the most interesting one, spectacular one, was an incident where there was a military base and there were humanoids seen, humanoids that appeared not to have any arms. Of course, this could be, you know, a problem with the visibility. But it struck me because I discovered similar cases in Italy where there were reports of humanoids, which I want to follow up on that, humanoids appearing in Italy with no arms. A detail never explained. So that was very interesting. Yeah, I am particularly intrigued by Eastern Europe, more so before this war started, because now it's more difficult. But Eastern Europe, you know, there's a lot of information there that hasn't reached us. You know, what's going on? So, well, what's the big draw for information? I mean, everything's happening in the United States, right? The United States is the center of the universe. No. I think we can learn things from cases overseas. We can compare them and see the differences. Now, one difference that I discovered in interviewing Luis Gonzalez in Spain was that, contrary to so many small humanoid reports that the United States generates, Spain has a lot of cases of giants. So that's a little detail that's different. After Laszlo, I did the Japanese interview. And that brings me to the most recent interview. I'm really excited about this contact. Lorena Gisela Serrata, UFOs in Argentina. Now, she didn't speak English. I got Patricio in Chile to translate, and I'm so excited about this contact. Why? Because, well, let me explain. Lorena does not consider herself a UFO researcher. She does not describe herself as such. She describes herself as a broadcaster of the phenomena that gives voice to the witnesses. So, why am I so impressed? Well, she's done spectacular work in locating original witnesses who have vanished for years. She speaks directly to the witnesses. She takes them to be interviewed and gives presentations with them. And these are witnesses that have gone out of their way to hide, to vanish from the public. People have told her, oh, you'll never find so-and-so, he's dead. Or you'll never find so-and-so, he doesn't want to appear in public. These people have vanished for years. They do not. So why is that significant? Because to me it adds credibility.
Let us break here. We'll have more credibility in just a moment. And one final segment with Peter before he appears with the After the Paracast podcast. With Peter, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, to remind our listeners, we have The Paracast Plus, our streaming service, and Peter will be back for that as well after we finish the main episode. Peter Shelley joining us. He's exploring foreign UFO cases in rather explicit detail, talking about witnesses who up and disappear evidently because they felt embarrassed by it all. I know that when James Fox was doing his film Moment of Contact about the Virginia case, he had to do a little bit of work to locate the witnesses he needed to interview. Go ahead, Peter.
I guess I'm trying to say that I to me, that gives them a little bit more credibility, the fact that they have not been seeking public attention, that they've tried to avoid it. They're not doing paid speaking engagements, making money from movie and book deals. So, for example, Dionisio Yanka. This is a case that has gotten international attention. In 1973, Dionisio was a truck driver transporting materials in Argentina. He had a flat tire. He stopped his truck, got out, was changing the tire. There was a flash of illumination, and three figures appeared, humanoids. The figures were described as humanoid, two men and one woman. They were basically described as being human in appearance. However, do you remember the movie, kind of the description reminds me a little bit of, do you remember the classic science fiction movie? You have to remember this. This Island Earth, an absolute masterpiece, which had aliens that had hair, but they had a super enlarged forehead, and they were able to walk amongst us.
Of course, the large forehead must remind us of Klingons. I remember the film, and I liked most of it, but at the end it was kind of a space monster on the loose scene, and I thought that was a little bit overdoing it.
Well, yeah, there was some, to me, the description reminded me a little bit about that. There are illustrations that other people made. They had the large foreheads. They had some kind of a hair, like blonde hair. They had different kind of eyes, more of a kind of an Asian effect. They approached Dionisio, who was changing his truck tire, and one of them picked up Dionisio, by the neck and held him up in the air. And then sent him back down. And then one of the entities had a device that he placed on Dionysio's hand, and he thinks extracted blood. Then he passed out. He had total amnesia after this. He woke up in a hospital. He couldn't even remember his name. He was in a panic. He kept asking what city he was in. He didn't know where he was, who he was. And then some UFO investigators came. Now, I am still unclear, and I want to follow up on this. Where did the idea first originate that UFOs had anything to do with this? Okay, it's not clear. It may have come from the media or from somebody other source, because he couldn't even remember his name in the beginning. So a famous UFO researcher in Argentina came to see him and research the case. There was regression done. And what is controversial about this phase is that he injected Dionysio with a truth serum repeatedly. This, in the present day, this is considered controversial, you know, to the point that he, you know, people speculate that he was abused, you know, that this investigator overdid it. Now, supposedly there was information that came out that he was in the UFO, in a UFO, and then other things happened. Dionysio has no conscious memory of anything inside of a UFO. There's a lot of illustrations that appear in books, in the media, that show him inside a UFO interacting with the aliens, and he claims he has no memory of this at all. So I am in the process of finding out what, you know, what part is fiction and one part does he really remember. It seems like other people added detail to his case. Now, he vanished for years. But Lorena is somebody who is never gives up. She just relented. She's like a detective, a professional detective. She tracks these people down. She talks to the Pueblo plumber, you know, different people. She gets leads, and she spends months tracking people down, even years maybe. So this really impresses me. Yeah, and I would like people to check out my shows on YouTube, Shadowy Spectrums, Shadowy with a Y, and you know, take a look at some of these interviews, and there will be more in the near future. And I'm really excited about this year. I plan to go all out with my international interviews, and continue to do this and be more productive. It's now or never, and it's going to be now.
So what are you hoping, what are you seeing as, you know, maybe some future guests that you hope to have on? Do you have anybody, any names in particular that you can leak out to us?
Well, the people that I'm working with are virtually unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason I'm working with them, because they haven't been discussed before. I mean, I'm still working with somebody, a Russian, and I hope to turn that do that interview shortly. And, of course, you know, that was disrupted by the situation over there. Yeah, there's other people that I plan to follow up with, Lorena. And, of course, she doesn't speak English. Now, Patricio translated for me, but he is moving to the United States. So, that's a big problem with a lot of these people. They don't speak English, so I have to find translators.
My son is an expert in Spanish. We'll have to get you guys together, okay? Hey, Peter, tell our listeners, if they want to know more about the things you do, where can they check you out?
Well, on YouTube, Shadowy Spectrums, Shadowy Spectrums with an S. That's where I have the interviews I've done so far. I'm on Facebook, Peter William Shelley, holding up the Otto Binder saucer novels. So you can find me that way. And that's about it. I don't have a website.
Consider yourself lucky not to have a website. That can be a big pain sometimes. Hey, you can find us, speaking of pains, on Twitter as the Paracast. And once again, we don't know what's going to be happening with Twitter with you-know-who in charge. We then, of course, have a presence on Facebook. Two presences, but they will not let us post the URL theparacast.com. And our friend Tim Swartz can't post conspiracyjournal.com. I guess we have information they do not want us to know. I have no idea. But you can check out the Paracast on Facebook. We also have branded merchandise if you check out theparacast.shop or theparacast.store. Either one points to the same place with the logos, the t-shirts, the throw pillows, and all sorts of other good stuff. And don't forget the Paracast Plus, our streaming service. We offer the After the Paracast podcast, where Peter Shelley will be back with more discussion. We also give you this show without the network ads. We take them out. 41, 42 minutes of network ads. Just goes on, just like if you get the ad-free version of Paramount Plus or something. Go to the Paracast.plus, the Paracast.plus, and a special deal. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, we give you a 20% discount on five-year and lifetime subscriptions, the Paracast.plus. Peter Shelley, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
And thank you for inviting me. Yeah, I'm very enthusiastic talking to you guys. I see UFOs as a beautiful, truly beautiful mystery. I don't buy this a threat scenario. It's mysterious. It's strange. It's beautiful. But I don't perceive it as a threat.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with